When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So when the show took a break, we were still together because we were going somewhere.
Yeah, we were traveling. So, Australia, London, Ireland.
Yes.
Everywhere. We went a lot of places.
Mexico.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we went to Mexico.
Yes.
That event was crazy. Actually, now that I'm remembering it, it was like 1,000 people.
In one room for one class or two classes.
And we had to take pictures with every single person.
And they never brought us lunch. And they threw lunch backstage or something. It was there for hours and we didn't know it. No one handed it to us. And we didn't speak the language.
Oh, I remember.
And Guy was with us.
Guy was with us. Eliana was there too.
Yolanda.
Yolanda, yeah.
It was just us.
Yeah.
But then we also went to Australia
Australia.
Second time.
I went two times.
Oh, to Australia twice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I went to Australia twice.
And then, so.
We went to London.
That's the other thing. As I say to the kids, were you in the London trip when you had a beret?
Did we go to Paris?
I
wasn't in that one.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say again, you collectively with the other kids,
mm-hmm.
that everyone thought it was so horrible and so toxic and hated me so bad. But the minute we had a break, they all went away with me again.
Well, I think that everybody wanted to make money.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Our parents probably.
Dance floor.
No,
it's the truth.
Money.
Let's be for real.
Yes.
You got to capitalize on your moment. Go make your money, right?
The parents wanted to make the money.
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't say the kids wanted to make money, but the parents wanted to make the money.
Right.
You wanted to make money.
Right.
So how are you going to make money without us, truthfully, too, though?
I still do my events.
But you could, yeah. But I'm saying our parents and stuff, too. Like we have to do it together. It's bigger if we do it together.
It's bigger if we do it together. And it's also more fun.
Yeah.
Together. We would work a little and have a little fun and work a little and have a little fun. And
it was fun.
And
for the most part.
some of the kids did their own thing alone on their own. And we would hear through the grapevine, for all of you ALDC elites that keep tabs on all this, they weren't having as much fun because it was just them and their mother. It wasn't like the team and the
It was fun when it was a team thing.
Yeah.
We had a good I feel like the kids had a good time. We were definitely tired.
Yes.
Tired is a big word that I would say. I feel like, though, that was way less toxic, like when we were doing that stuff versus when we were doing the show.
Absolutely.
Like the show is like definitely the toxic part.
The producers.
Yeah.
And production.
But when we were traveling and stuff, I actually feel like that's when you were pretty nice. You never really yelled at us when we were not doing the show. For the most part, I feel like you didn't really yell at us. I'm still afraid of you. I was afraid
that.
To walk in today. I like heard your voice and I was like, oh my gosh.
Did she say that? So then, so we went around the world.
Yeah. I mean, really cool. A lot of people can't say that they've traveled to as many places as me. And that's because of when we traveled, honestly, most of the time we traveled for dance stuff. And that's why I was able to go to these places.
Right.
Like
and
I said, it's a great
for
opportunity.
For you that don't understand, the kids would assist me. I taught the dance class and the warm up and everything. And Jonah would do a combo and then we'd pick kids and do kind of a mock audition and get down to the end and give out some scholarships and stuff. And then the moms were
selling
in another room. What were they doing?
Selling t-shirts.
Yes. Did I ever touch any money?
I don't know.
Well, did you see me? I was in the room. I wasn't outside with the stuff.
I'm a child. I'm just going to claim that. Don't get me involved in this.
I was in the dance room. We were
usually
in the dance room.
You were teaching dance.
Yes. And we had a great time and it was great and fun. And we got out to eat and we saw some sights and did the tourist things. And were you in Ireland when we went down under in some...
Did you go to Ireland multiple times?
I've been there.
Well, I'm saying, but with the kids, because I went.
Yes, but
I went with the kids once.
Were you there when Rachel Sage played?
Oh, when we were at that little Dublin underground place.
It was so cool.
And we were singing underneath. Yeah, I remember that. It was like raining.
It was like a great moment. We wore those.
I remember getting one jacket that I was really excited about. My Abby Lee coat. I would wear it everywhere. I had a pink coat and a red coat.
Winter coats.
Yeah, the winter coats. Those ones I was excited about. Yeah, those actually were really cute. Like, we were all like running around in our little coats. I remember I like wore it.
And those were gifts from me. Nobody bought those. They were
You bought us a lot of clothes and stuff. You'd always give me clothes.
Yeah. Cool. I just would find outfits. Here you go, Kalani. This would look good on you. You'll look good in this. But all the dance wear every week and all that. I tried. I liked the uniformity.
Some of them, a little questionable.
But I like the uniformity at Pyramid. Just look like a team.
Yeah.
Don't everybody come
in. I think we hated it sometimes.
With tape on your leggings. Because you were cool. You were teenagers and you wanted to wear Lululemon.
We wanted it to be cool.
Right. And it's like, we can't use that logo on the thing. We're not going
to. Oh, yeah. Because we had tape. Do you have like solo costumes and like other things that you just like?
They didn't let us keep them really.
Really?
I feel like I didn't keep any except for our last episode of the show, which you weren't with us on that. But our last episode on the show, they gave us some costumes, but like not really any of the ones that I really wanted. memorable solos that I'm like, oh, that's my favorite dance. I want that costume. They gave me like random costumes. I'm like, this is a shirt from Ross. I don't really want this costume. But
oh God,
I think my mom has a couple. It's at my mom's house. I don't have them, but
okay. You mentioned your mom again. What? How's your family doing? What's happening?
So good. My mom has, I have a little baby sister.
Well, that's
two.
And her, two. I gave advice on a name.
What was your advice?
I gave some names and I think my name was pretty close to what they went with.
What was your
name? I don't know. I can't remember. I'd have to look at a text.
I actually picked out Kalea. I did it.
Kalea,
Kalani, Jet, Jax.
Okay, Kalea and Kalani.
Yeah.
Or Kalani and Kalea. And I think I was Kalia.
Oh, close then.
Yes,
yeah.
It was very close. And how is Jet?
Jet is so good. How crazy is it? He's going to be 8?
That doesn't seem that old for him.
But 8 years ago, we were filming the show when my mom was pregnant. How crazy is that? It's so wild. So
cute. Well, he's still good looking.
No,
kid,
he's still
he was
cute.
Adorable.
Kid.
He was. So cute.
He's just like the sweetest.
And what is he into? What's his thing?
He plays every sport possible, but baseball and basketball are his main things.
Okay,
he loves.
I know he did go to dance class.
Yes, he did go for a little bit, and he loves God. He's like super super like Catholic.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's being raised Catholic.
Yeah, he goes to Catholic school, but he just like loves it. It's like his favorite thing. It's really sweet.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. He's just like the sweetest little angel.
In this day and age, that's wonderful.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. So cute.
And now what about Kalea? What does she do?
She's a brat. Love her to death, though. But she's like the baby. You know when you're like the baby and you're a girl? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's her. She is the baby.
It's all about her.
Yeah, my mom is struggling. But I come in and I babysit every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I'll have to show you videos and pictures of her. My mom's like, she's never going to dance. And then she'll be like, get your leg higher, do a needle. So she's definitely going to be hopefully a little dancer. I hope so. But we'll see.
Does she know about dance? Like, does she see you on TV? Does she watch Dance Moms?
My mom shows her dances all the time. My mom will just go, look, that's your sissy. And she'll like show. And then Jet just like brags about how he was like born on the show and stuff now to all of his friends.
That's cute. I know. But his friends
watch
now
it.
Watch the show.
Yeah. No, all of his friends watch it. Literally.
It's insane. Isn't it, Kalani? 12 years later.
I know. I'm like, I'm about to be 23.
Almost just as relevant now.
I would say like, quite literally, maybe more.
6-year-olds are watching the show.
Yeah,
and remember, it wasn't a kid show.
We were on
a children's network, not a kid show.
But literally, all the kids I teach that are 7, 8, they're starting to watch it now. And it's so funny. They're like, we want to learn how to do this, how you do it with Miss Abby. They're all like, with Miss Abby, I want to see how you do this. And I was like, should I have Miss Abby come teach you? They're like, I'm so afraid of her. I'm like, she'll be nice to you if I'm there. Don't worry.
I'll be nice because I only had to see her once.
I'm still a decent dancer,
Kalani,
Abby.
Is your studio accessible?
What?
Is your studio accessible? Could Abby wheel in ever?
Yes, you could come. Yeah. I mean, I don't have my own studio, but
it's handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can come in.
Well, maybe we'll have to find a place in Arizona.
Yeah. Like
neutral territory.
Neutral territory.
Because there's so many dance studios there. So really? Many good ones.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Arizona's a great place.
Yes, it is.
Lots of good
studios. You know why I always said the dancers were so good?
Yeah. I came from there, so.
No, because you didn't have to warm up. I mean, like crazy.
Yeah, because it's not cold.
It's not snowing. It's not cold. Nobody's sick. It's not canceled because of the weather.
Yeah.
Class, you can wear flip-flops and booty shorts in the door.
That's what we do.
And start, throw your shoes off and start dancing.
Yeah.
And in Pittsburgh, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, it was so different. Even whenever I had to dance there, just living in Pittsburgh was so different because me and my mom are from Arizona.
At 4 o'clock, it's dark outside.
And we're driving in the snow and they would give us this little car. We're like, we don't know how to drive in the snow. I remember my mom would always have to be like, I'd be on the phone and she'd be like, get off the phone. We need to focus. Like, we're going to go off the mountain or the hill or whatever. And I'm like, yeah.
I know. It's Penn Hills, East Hills.
Yeah. North I lived Hills, at that South Doubletree. Hills.
In Monroeville.
Yes. The oatmeal cookies. I always
they're not
would get
oatmeal.
Oh, what are they?
They're chocolate.
Raisin.
Chip and all kinds of stuff.
Oatmeal. They're oatmeal.
They're oatmeal?
100%.
They're cookies.
I used to get them every day.
Okay.
Not sure I should tell you that, but every day when I would walk in, they'd be like, Kalani, you
and
want
they're
cookies?
Warm.
Yeah, they're always warm. Yeah.
No, that's
we
their
did
thing.
A couple events there too, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes,
yeah, we did.
Did
a couple events
they
there.
They used to do my interviews there when I did clip shows.
Oh, really?
Where I would just look back at my top 10, whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite shows to do. No mothers, no kids, nobody was there.
Just Satan, you.
Satan and I, just me.
Just
and I
you
would
guys.
Just look at the camera and watch it and go, yeah, this was my top 10. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
It was a good paycheck. Those were the days.
Oh, yeah, good
there
paycheck.
Was,
those were the
there
days.
There was a TikTok that was going around yesterday where, I don't know, it was like a meme. So I can't remember what the meme was, but it was just your mom walking like in the Pittsburgh lot, just being like, I hate this place.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
like,
facts. I've seen that meme. Yeah. My mom hated that place. She hated it.
So, as
not
far
the studio
like
itself.
What was
it was nice this the building
she had to go film
floors
a show she had to go film a show though.
Yeah, but as far as you jumping on those floors they were nice.
I mean I had a great time. That studio was fun.
What was your first like feeling when you went to the ALDC in Pittsburgh? Obviously you were really excited because you wanted to be on the show so bad, but what was that like for you walking in like to the building?
I think it felt surreal because it's like you've seen it before, you know. It's whenever you meet somebody famous or you go somewhere that you've seen all the time on a show, it's like you walk in, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's real. Like, this is actually a real place.
It's not a set.
Yeah, it's not a set. Like, it's actually a real place. And I was like, I remember seeing you for the first time and being like, oh, she's a real person. Like, it's like, you know, when you like see someone like that. And then obviously it soon just became my home because I was there literally every day.
That touches me to hear you say that, my home.
So, yeah.
For so many children, and always keep this in mind, the dance studio is a home.
Yeah. For
and,
sure.
And
safe
a lot
space.
A lot of kids don't have a great home life.
Mm-hmm.
Even some that you think everything's wonderful, it's
for
not.
Sure.
And so when that kid gets to the dance studio, that's where they love it.
Yeah. I mean, I had fun. I definitely was scared sometimes, anxious sometimes, cried sometimes. But for the most part, overall, we had a good time.
Yes.
It was fun to be with my friends every
always,
day and dance.
And always keep in mind, too, that children your age then, they also cried. They also had... Mm-hmm. horrible times, whether they were at cheerleading or whether they were at golf or after school activity or during school or whatever. Life isn't always, like you said, it's not sunshine and lollipops.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always, you go through troubles and turmoils as you grow up. It's part of life.
Yeah.
You guys were just on a TV show, so the
world
saw
it. Which
made
it worse. Yeah, that too.
But also, you were making money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Other kids that are doing all those things and crying, and some boy says something mean and you're in the bathroom crying with your friends, you're not getting paid.
Well, the thing is it was all worth it to be where I'm at now.
Yes. So let's 100%. Talk about that. So where are you now? You own your own condo.
Yeah, I do. I bought a condo in Arizona right after COVID. I was living here. Then I just didn't want to be here anymore. I started just to have really bad anxiety and stuff. So I wanted to go be with my family. I feel like after the show, people don't talk about this a lot, but I really was just so lost with who I was because I would go to the studio every single day and I had my schedule. I had my life. Every single day I was going and I was dancing. And that's what I did all day long. And then I became my own adult. And then I was kind of like, well, what do I do now? Like, I went from like you telling me what to do every day to.
Oh, well, you could have called me. I'd have told you what to do every day.
I know. See, I would have been doing stuff for you.
I was probably on a staycation, but that's another story. Okay. I could have called you.
But I was just like kind of lost in myself. And I feel like that's when I got really anxious. And that's something that I feel like a lot of young adults go through when you're trying to figure out what you want to do and where you want to be. And I knew
even
that
after college, they always had a schedule. They knew what they were supposed to do. And then it's like, all right, what now?
Yeah, what now? And I was kind of having a what now moment. And I think it wasn't that I hated dance, but I was definitely burnt out from it. I was doing so much of it that I kind of feel like I wanted to like take a break from it. Now I'm back in it because I know that's what I'm good at.
Did you do any professional dance work after the show?
Not really, no, because COVID kind of happened. Oh, okay, so yeah. I moved to LA and then
to
literally
be a dancer. Like to
dance. Yeah, I wanted to dance and act and do all these sort of things, stay in the social media world. I was going to dance classes and stuff. But then literally COVID happened like 3 months after I like moved to LA. So then that kind of, you know, didn't happen because then that happened.
Right.
And then I ended up just moving back to Arizona because I just was going through whatever like I was going
throwing
through.
Throwing the money away here.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Like, yes. I was throwing money. And my family was like, just come live at home. What's the point? You need to be at home right now. And right. I was like, perfect. Home that I ended up staying in Arizona and started working on my brand that I now have. It's called Care by Kalani, Care with a K. It is a self-care brand just because I really struggled with anxiety. And I think luckily in my day and age now, it is something that we can open up about. I feel like being anxious and all these things weren't really a thing when I was younger. Even like on the show, I didn't really even know what that was like. I feel like I kind of suppressed my emotions a lot because I was just trying to be a good dancer, that I sometimes didn't let myself like be emotional all the time. When I go back and watch the shows, you can see I was just very serious. Like I was very like, yes. Okay, I want to do it, which was fine and great and all.
Well, I think you all wanted to please me too.
That for
to
sure.
Let me down.
Never wanted to let you down. That was like my main thing. I feel like anytime I did cry, I was like, I don't want to let you down, or I just want to dance. Like
and
that was.
People don't understand that, but it's a teacher student type of thing.
Yeah,
and you know what we've all gone through to get to this point.
Yeah,
now there you are out on that stage. Don't blow it, kid.
Yeah, no, literally.
Right.
So I think I just had lots of stress that I would put on myself then, and I didn't really understand it until I became an adult. And so I just wanted to be an advocate for mental health and, you know, people that are struggling with mental health. And so that's kind of why I started Care. And that's what I'm doing now. And then I also have just started recently getting more into dance because I love it. And that's what I'm best at. I'm a dancer.
Since you were a little kid, you were a dancer. Yeah. That's it. You can't take it away.
Yeah. It's what I'm good at. So now I love teaching and hopefully I can do some more things in dance. That's kind of what I want to focus on more now.
Do you ever see yourself?
So give me a job. What do you want to do, Abby?
Well, would you ever see yourself dancing on television again?
I would. It depends on like the job. Scenario. Yeah, the job. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, I just did a new show called Madhouse.
Yeah, I actually just saw that on TikTok the other day.
And
that's cool.
So it's.
How would I have done on the show?
Oh, well, you'd have been the favorite. And you would have danced better. But the one thing that happened, I don't know what they'll air and what they won't. And again, I'm an EP and I should know what they're airing. But I had the kids go through a little test, if you will. And I said, okay, you're auditioning for Oklahoma or Annie Get Your Gun or Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
And one knows any steps. I just knew that's what was coming.
You're
I
doing
knew
a
it.
Sailor dance. You're doing South Pacific. Go. All these guys. No bells, no flea hops, no hitch kicks, nothing. And the world, the dance teachers now, they're not teaching that.
The basics.
You need, well, not basics, but they don't teach any kind of stylized dance through the eras, mm-hmm. the 20s, the 40s, the 60s, the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, you taught us all that.
You have to do all that. And they failed miserably. So you would have been able to pull that from your brain.
Yeah.
And went, well, wait a minute. I know some of the stuff I can do.
Yeah,
this.
I actually remember you made us do that on Abby's Ultimate and I couldn't do anything because I didn't know anything. And then once I was on Dance Moms, like those are the things I feel like you taught me a lot of.
Yes.
Like the things that.
It's not about your leg up here all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I could do that.
Everyone can do that or they can't do that, but that's not what you're going to do in a show.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not.
It's great for dance competitions.
two different things.
And it's great to have if you're going to do a trick of something, if you're going to go on So You Think You Could Dance or something like that to show off. Oh, it's over?
Yeah, that's done.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Yes, you know what I mean.
Yeah, like if that you're going to do that. But if it comes to being like an actual dancer, you got to know those things. And I didn't know that.
Exactly. And but you learned that.
I learned that now. So now I do.
Madhouse, she would have done
well. I would have. Was there a winner?
And they had to sing and they had to act. And
I can't sing. Oh. You've made me try to do that a couple times.
Edit that out. We're never going to let anyone know that. And she
make me take singing lessons. So I actually kind of know how to sing.
Right. You could.
Well, you also sang in Todrick's song.
I sang in Todrick's song and we did the. Oh, you don't want to talk about that one.
What? What did we do?
The Maddie B one. That was like a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a whole thing because.
Well, and then they were
he was going to make money off of you guys and you weren't getting paid. That was one thing. I was pissed.
And then I was trying to take your side. And then that's when Brian. I'm not going to call him Satan because he's not Satan to me.
Well, he's to me, but okay.
But Brian.
It's not over yet. It still could be time for you. Just wait. See how you're depicted.
I got it. Yeah. But Brian was like, you'll never be on the show again if you don't do this video.
I know. They just threaten children. I never threatened children.
Okay. So that's interesting. So the Maddie B situation was like, because I remember.
She was getting in a car with me to leave.
Yeah, because truthfully, I think this is a lot of things too. This is spilling tea. I would do a lot of things because of you, because I'm scared if you don't like me, then I'm screwed. Like the next week.
But I wasn't threatening you outright saying, if you don't get in this car right now, Kalani, you're never
but like,
again.
I feel like it was like in that sort of position though, as a child, I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I have these people telling me that I'm not going to be on the show, but Abby has me on the show and Abby does my group dances, but I don't know who has so much say though. I didn't know what was going on.
My fight with that thing was that Mackenzie had just signed a contract to be an artist and we had just done It's a Girl Party and it went to number one in three countries. And now she's going to be a backup singer for somebody else. I was like, Melissa, read the contract.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on,
obviously.
Which
had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I was just there. Like, I was just.
You didn't want to burn the bridge either, I'm sure. So
with anybody. I don't want to,
Well, where's that kid now? Just saying. Just putting it out there.
I have no clue.
I know. See?
I don't know. But Kalani, I want to talk a little bit more about CARE because I really liked what I saw on the website. It says CARE aspires you to give the best beauty and wellness tools to help you look better and feel better on your self-care journey. So like you were saying, you want products that are, not only different and really good, but also ones that are going to make you feel good. Can you tell our listeners about some of those products? Because I saw that
those hair curler things.
Yeah, I can give you some. I'll send you a package.
I loved the crystal. Is it like a crystal?
It's a crystal eye mask. Yep.
That's so good. Just tell us about like what inspired you for those products. Because you put out stuff that's different. I don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah. So for my brand, I wanted to, first of all, create a brand that just wasn't like another brand. I wanted to have meaning towards me and I always want to help others. That's something that I like to have a positive outlook on things. And I just like to be positive. And obviously growing up in just such a like high stress situation.
That's
now,
a better way to term it.
Yeah, it was high stress. It was a high stress
for all of us.
Yeah, it was super high stress. And
for me too.
Yeah, I know.
She knew that. She was old enough to mature enough to see behind the scenes.
Yeah,
too.
I couldn't
Some of
imagine.
The kids didn't. Yeah,
I couldn't imagine. I mean, all of it though. I get it. It was rough for everybody. So I wanted to create a brand that could help you on the times that you need to relax. Right. That's something you need to incorporate in your everyday life or your every week life. Cause we were just go, go, go all the time. And then I crashed for those like 2 years where I didn't know what I was doing. And that's because I never gave myself a break or had time to have a break and, really just like regroup.
I have a lot of breaks.
Well, that's good.
Well, no, I just meant, I meant on my staycation, I 8.5 months and I lost 127 pounds. I walked the track every day. You could reflect. You could think about yourself.
Did you reflect on everything?
I read 150 books.
On your staycation?
I was in the best shape ever. Like, I was lean. Gianna will tell you, she sat down next to me. She's like, your legs are smaller than mine. And it was great, And then when you go back to reality, not a reality show, but reality. Mm-hmm. And then I got the pain in the back of my neck.
Yeah.
And then I was in a hospital for 10 months, 10 rounds of chemo, 10 yeah. months
That's
in
sad. I'm sorry.
Rehabilitation Institute. Yeah. And where was Kalani coming to visit me? She wasn't. And then.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm sorry about that.
And then, I mean, I almost died. And
I know that was really sad. You have to remember though, it's like you didn't, I was still like a child. Not that that has anything to do with it, but I'm just listening to the people around me. But that's right. why I'm here today is because I'm like my own adult now. And so I can make my own decisions.
Absolutely.
And like now I know and how I feel.
I think a lot of the kids maybe went through what you went through as well.
Yeah.
And I just had to keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
I would have laid there and died.
No,
you know, they didn't think I'd ever lift a fork again, let alone walk.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about taking time in your everyday to relax.
Recover.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Whether it's sit in a tub and mm-hmm. roll through your phone, whatever. I need time in my life every day to do my physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And I always say, well, if I had a physical therapist.
Excuses.
Every day, if you live in the place, they come get you five mm-hmm. times a day. You don't have the opportunity to
cancel.
Say, I don't want to go. Cancel. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm just going to turn around. I can't get there. You don't have that opportunity mm-hmm. if you live there. But then after a couple weeks, your insurance is like, okay, you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Out the door. But I don't do it in my everyday.
It's important.
I get up and someone's on the phone to me every minute. And I am... in clothes and I'm mm-hmm. in my chair.
Yeah.
And then I go home and my back is killing me. I'm in so much pain. My shoulder's killing me. And I go back into the bed.
Yeah. So you have to find time.
Yeah.
For self-care. You know,
because Abby, I know that the struggle is sometimes like you can't do the exercises because you're alone and sometimes it's in bed. I think Kalani, there's like a massage gun.
Yeah. So that's actually something that I do have. I have a massage gun. So this is actually something I was going to talk about. I'm interested on your outtake on this too. But when you look at these athletes and their careers, they have so much recovery. You know, they have people that can do ice baths for them, people that will do physical therapy for them, all these things. As dancers, we do not have that. That is not something that we really grow up with, or when you're a professional dancer, it really matters.
On a tour, they would have that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But that's probably because the,
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga has it for herself. So
and
it's,
she's paying for it for everyone.
Exactly. Yes. But in your everyday dancer life, it's like when you're in a high school athlete, you even have that. But dancers just don't. So I am just a big believer on recovery in general, whether it's like you work a 9-to-5, everybody needs to have time to recover for themselves. So that's why I have the different eye masks, things like that. And then I have a massage gun, which I use as a dancer. I'm a dancer. I work out and pretty active as is. So I love to use the massage gun. I'll get you one.
Yeah. So where do you use it?
Right here is my major one.
Okay. T-band. All right.
Because it's not your hamstring. That's back here. Mm-hmm. You could do your hamstring too. And my shoulders. I hold a lot of tension in my shoulders. Like I'm always like this.
American Airlines dropped me. And so I tore my rotator cuff on the left side.
I just had a really bad experience with American Airlines too. Why are their flights always getting canceled? Always. Always canceled.
I don't know.
I'm like.
But they break thousands and thousands of pieces of medical equipment for people a day.
Oh, that's really sad. That's really sad.
I know. This is my legs.
Yeah. You're like, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh. The worst.
Did you post about it?
The worst part, yes, but it was pulled down.
Of course she did.
Of course I
did. But the worst part was when the gate manager boarded a flight to Orlando from Pittsburgh with 262 people that walked by me while I laid on the floor.
Oh, that's really not good.
And forbid any of the other gate agents to call 911.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's really sad.
It is. It was horrific.
Well, you know, and it's, I was talking to you, Kalani, about.
I can't hook a bra ever behind my, it just won't go that way.
Kalani, I remember when we were in New York, I was kikiing with Kalani at Fashion Week, mm-hmm. guys. So
you got rid of me. You sent me home. I could have stayed with you.
Hey, you had your flights booked already.
The flight was changeable. I could have stayed.
But I was talking to Kalani about how obviously I see you experience these things because I do travel with you a lot. And now you are the, not spokesperson, but you are somebody who represents the disabled community, you know? And unfortunately, that experience was awful. Like, mm-hmm. nothing is going to, but I don't know. I hope that they are doing a little bit better now. Because
I don't know.
Somebody like
I should
you
be.
You
think that one of those companies would sponsor me, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like the rental vans that I have to rent in every city that I go to?
Well, and all TBD. That? There's some conversations.
So. Okay. Like I yeah.
He's
I
working
need,
on it for
I
you.
I need somebody to, I don't have.
Like everyday publicist. They that puts you on the PR.
Right. That buys this makeup because they're wearing it. If somebody sent me a red lip and I said every competition.
Yeah, you said this on Sophia.
Needs this red lip. I would.
Yeah.
They don't run out and buy it.
You got to tell us what is the lipstick that you had us wear? Was there a certain special one that you loved? I don't remember.
Yeah, there was.
It was MAC something. I know it was MAC something. And then I remember there was a certain color of the bronzer that we would use for our body. I can't remember exactly what color it was either, but I had all of it.
And we made a makeup kit that like I designed
one
that's
called smart.
Game Face. And we were going to do it and had three lips and
you
three
colors.
You
should do that. That's smart. Da-da-da.
Well, we had it all done. And then they said you have to, the minimum quantity with the case.
It was a lot.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
it's like 30,000 pieces.
Units?
That's yeah. so much money.
Units. And I was so like, how are we going to sell 30,000 units?
The whole units thing. Like,
yes.
Are you founder or CEO? Like, what is your
I'm
technical
founder.
Title?
Founder. I'm the founder. Okay, yeah. Cool. I created it, came up with the name, and it took about like a year, close to
that's
a year.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't not too bad to get all the products. And then I'm currently working on trying to get more into dance fitness type things, you know, like blocks. I love Pilates, Pilates socks, things like that. And then also trying to go more into like the skincare, makeup-y type realm too. So it's self-care. So it's very, you could do anything with it, right?
Right.
Not trying to hold myself back from anything.
So
just
what
things I'm into.
Name the items for us.
There's so many, but
you can put them up there.
There's so many. There's the Beam Eye Mask, Thera Headband, Swivel Hair Curler.
What's
the massage gun?
Is that
that's
the
hair one. I'll send them to you. They're really nice. You just sleep in them and then you wake up and
not,
your hair's
they're
good.
They're not hot.
No.
Okay.
They're all heatless.
Right. All right.
It's a heatless hair curler. So you sleep in them and then like, you wake up in the morning and you just take it out and your hair's
curled.
And
what makes yours better than some knockoff brand?
There's two different sizes. So there's like long hair and short hair.
Okay.
So there's two different lengths. So it comes all in one package.
So for layered.
Yeah.
All right.
And then there's scrunchies that come with it too and hair clips. So I feel like it's just more than just the hair curlers. It comes with so much and for probably cheaper price.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what other people sell for.
So your price point's great?
Yeah, my price point is very great. I wanted to keep it, you know, somewhat on the lower end, but keep the products high end because I know for me, especially, I don't like to buy a lot of things. Like I'm not a big spender, honestly, unless I'm going to get a purse, then I'm going to get a nice purse. But also too, I know that I have a lot of younger fans too. So I wanted to make it affordable for everybody and everybody needs to have self-care and feel luxury. Right. So I didn't want to have the price point too high, but, the massage gun, then I have the Aura wand, which is like a face contouring.
Okay.
And red light, blue light therapy, which I love red light, blue light therapy. Those are my faves.
I don't even know what
anti-aging, that is. Kills bacteria. Kills bacteria. You don't look old, Abby. Thank you. Kills bacteria, things like that. I'm like, there's more. There's the crystal eye mask that you like.
I want it.
Yes, I'll get one for you. I put it in the fridge for like 10 minutes and then it's nice and cool and you can put it on your eyes and lay down.
Okay.
I love
that
for meditation.
Is that something you need to clean or like do you ever wipe it? Like
yeah, you can clean it.
Okay, yeah, because I just
like,
don't.
What's it called?
Like a wipey.
There's like,
yeah.
Like disinfect. Nothing too crazy, though. I love the headband, though. That one's my favorite. The TheraWrap headband. That's the one I use the most. So it's a headband. You know, like the makeup headbands when you like do your makeup and you put it back?
Yes.
That's what I use it for the most. And then you can put, I have cooling pads and heating pads. So you can put like the cooling gels in it. And if you have like a migraine or a headache, it feels so good. And it's also just really cute. So you can just like wear it out. I feel like in the winter, I'll definitely put the heating pads in it because they're like heat, you know, like what's it called? Hand warmers.
So many times I've taken a cup of, well, I don't drink coffee, but hot cocoa.
Yeah.
And I put it on my forehead.
Well, this will like be perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's cute too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. All right. So those are,
is everything pink? Is everything?
It's, I have, most of my colors are pink and like a light green.
Like a light sage green.
Yeah. Like a sage. Yeah. Okay. So light pink and sage green mostly, but lots of other things coming out.
All right, good. And this, you work on this full time, 9 to 5 or every day? You have to go to an office or no?
No, just at my house. But I usually work on that more in the morning, plus doing, you know, different brand deals and stuff like that during the day. And then I teach dance at night.
Okay, there you go. And what do you teach?
And
mostly.
I'm so sorry. And where can, I'm so sorry. Before we get to what you teach, where can everybody find Care by Kalani?
Yes.
You can find Care by Kalani on care.shop on the website. And then my Instagram is Care by Kalani with a K.
And
Care
with a K. That's your other.
That's my brand's Instagram. And then my Instagram.
Where can we find you?
Just Kalani Hilliker. Just my name.
At Kalani Hilliker.
At Kalani Hilliker.
And what is your mom?
At Kira Gerard.
Okay. She's not dance
mom. Do you Kira. Think?
No, she's not Kira, dance mom Kira.
Do you think Kira would ever be interested in coming on Abby's podcast?
Yeah.
Do you think she's, yeah.
I think my mom would be down for sure. She would do it, especially now that I did it.
Okay. So I go to Arizona. I'll teach a big class.
Yeah.
A guest class. I'll take pictures. And then the next day,
you shoot with my mom.
A podcast with her.
Yeah.
Because then she could,
yeah,
like the kids could come in and say hi and then off.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
It would be really fun. And Kalani, I know we've been taking up so much of your time. I would love to get to some listener questions if that's okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
I had another question we were going to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can take it. Go ahead.
Oh, what do you teach?
I mostly teach musical theater, jazz, lyrical.
Musical theater.
I'll show you the solos I've done. They're good. My little dancers are cute.
Or from, you better get to New York then again and see some shows.
I would love to. Yes. If I had time this trip, I would have. I just like honestly was running around. But I just do privates and stuff mostly. Okay. Yeah. Right. And solos and things like that. So
do you work out of one studio or several?
Several. I just kind of go around. Yeah. That's just good. Go around and.
That's better.
Yeah. I'm not like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can kind of do whatever, but I would definitely want to start teaching more like around the world and do choreography more. I would love to be.
Maybe you want to come with me someday.
Yeah, I would. My goal would be to have a convention. I would love to have a convention. I just like love teaching and I love kids. It's so fun.
Yeah, I leave Thursday for Texas.
Love Texas.
I'm in Dallas. I'm in Arlington. I'm in San Antonio and I'm in Houston.
Oh, fun. All the way around.
And then back home, I have a little surgery I have to have. And then I'm headed to the UK.
Oh, nice.
And I'll be there for a month.
And you're doing like at dance studios or
classes.
Do you do?
They're more college rooms that we rent.
Yeah.
And I do my own thing. So I rent the space, even if it's
Does Gianna come or is it just you?
It's just me. She's 30 something, you know that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
35. 30.
Really?
30. Maybe. I don't want to age her.
She's the... No, I don't know. She... Yeah, let's not age her.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gianna's all over the place. Like, even just, you know, a lot of people...
I know she's teaching
say,
a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners want Gianna on every single week. It's just getting her and Abby in the
same
place.
They just wanted to sit next to me. But I'm doing the season 9. The competition begins with Richie.
Oh, cool.
Jackson. So the two of us are together.
Oh, my gosh. How awesome.
It's funny because we're funny together.
Yeah, you're definitely funny bunch.
And he looks for completely different things than I would look
for. Oh, for sure.
You know, and then...
Like, you would choose me and he would choose JoJo.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And when we're at these competitions, he chooses the JoJo and I choose... And it's funny to see me trying to get him to pick the kid that I want.
Yeah.
You know,
at I'm the like, end of it, you're like, do you see those legs and feet?
Your camera, look at her knees. Oh, all right. You know, and then he's like, oh, all right. You know, and then I always, sometimes I have to say, remember Kalani? Okay, let's go. He's like, oh, okay, all right. But JoJo and Kalani didn't bring your season
she always
either.
Brings she enough before you.
Yeah, what?
Kalani, Abby always still brings you up. I told you this when I saw you.
I do. Like,
she brings
back.
You up.
I always bring you up. Beautiful girl. Beautiful.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
And when you danced, you were just, you were the most Katie Hackett of the group.
Oh, yeah. You always said that to me. Yes. I always did that toe down.
Yes. You were the most one of like her. Yes. So, all right.
You'll have to make me dance again one day and we'll see if I'm still good. I can still do what I used to do.
You're still good?
I know. I actually like still can dance. Like I can still do a scorpion. Like it's kind of crazy. Like the things
like. Oh, really?
Yes. I can still do a lot of things. It's really weird.
What can you do for us right here, right now?
Nothing in this. Oh, you're going to get mad at me. I can do whatever. No. Whatever. What is it? Whatever you would like me to do.
See? There's the answer. That's what I taught her. Millions of kids go to bed hungry each night in the U.S. So when I found out about a nonprofit that feeds 5,000 underserved children each night named Katerina's Club, headed by Chef Bruno Serrato, I knew I had to help. After all, who knows kids better than me? He launched Katerina's Club when he found out about California's motel kids. These children are so poor that their entire families live in single room motels with no kitchens, nowhere to cook, no dinner. So food was a rarity for many of these families. He has been feeding kids, 5,000 kids, every single night since 2005. He even mortgaged his home twice to keep the program going. When his restaurant, Anaheim White House, burned to the ground, he found another kitchen that same day to keep feeding kids without interruption. He has served well over 10 million meals. We are looking for any size donations. After all, a $5 donation feeds a family of four. While food banks are helping ease the crisis, many of these children, often referred to as motel kids, live in cheap, crime-ridden units that do not contain kitchens. Since these families are unable to cook dinner, they depend on already prepared meals like those provided by Katerina's Club. To become involved and make a donation, go to katerinasclub.org/donate. Again, that's katerinasclub.org/donate.
This has been amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good
episode.
I
know that you were nervous coming in. I think that just getting you guys back together, like, definitely
it's
needed.
It's been fun.
I think.
I've missed like 17 cameos since we've been sitting here.
Yes.
Oh, you have to anyway. You do your cameos constantly? Do you have so many?
She
add me in like, one.
Yeah, for real. maybe if you got. I don't know. I'm sure you have to leave, but maybe try to do a TikTok together or something.
I know. We do need to do one TikTok.
Okay.
For mine, at least.
Okay. I'll try to
I'm
going to
use
one.
You for the views, Abby.
Well, no. I always say, I'm like, if we're going to do a TikTok with Abby, we got to do one for her.
No, yeah. We'll do one for you,
TikToks.
Too.
I can't figure out where to put the phone and hit it and back away.
Did we do? There's got to be an audio with my name in it. Or, oh, I like the one where it's like, you want to be me. That one was funny. One of the moms said something like that. I like that one.
We'll have to do some digging before you go. But,
start digging for audio.
A TikTok with audio. For
thank you.
That I want to be Kalani.
Putting you to work.
All right. So, some quick listener questions from our ALDC elites. And for those of you who listen every week, you can submit questions, but you have to be a subscriber on Patreon and YouTube Premium. So, ALDC elite Rebecca Aragon asks, Fragile Forest is my favorite Dance Mom solo of all time. How do you feel about it being cut from the episode because it didn't, quote, fit the drama of the week, even though rightfully it earned a perfect score? Do you remember that?
Do you remember Fragile Forest?
No.
I wore like a nude lace costume with like green all over it. Me and Maddie both had solos that week. We both got perfect scores, but Maddie still won and I lost.
And I had nothing to do with that.
No, huh? Yeah. It's a good solo, but they cut it from the episode. So that's probably why you don't remember it. Because it's really pretty. I have like green, like Dee Dee did like the green forest makeup like on my face. Like all super like leggy. I remember, oh, fragile. I remember the song. It was good. It was a good one. I like that one. My legs like look amazing.
We need to find that.
Yes, we'll find it, and we're going to post this on TikTok with showing the number as Kalani's talking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So good.
That's a good one. Good.
Yes. So,
well, how do you feel about a cut? It sucks. Answer the kid's question.
No, it sucks whenever our good dances get cut.
I remember Lily did this spider dance and got a perfect score and beat all these 16, 17-year-old guys. Yeah. And they cut it because it didn't work in the story. And because they cut it, I couldn't submit it for an Emmy.
Oh.
After I learned after 6 years that I didn't need the network to do it.
Yeah, I would have loved to have won an Emmy.
Yeah, go ahead.
That would have been great.
Well, I wouldn't want
to. Well, not too late.
Okay.
Never say never.
I'd have taken you with me.
Never say never.
Never say never. We don't know.
Maybe I'm doing a dance.
Yes, we don't know.
Maybe. BirdieBoy05 memes. Love the names, guys. Hi, Kalani. You were one of my favorite dancers on the show. My question is, what did it feel like when you got a perfect score with Say Something, Say Anything? Kalani got a lot of perfect scores.
I got a perfect score a couple times.
I don't usually give that when I'm judging, only because I just don't know whose else is coming out next.
Yeah.
And then it's over, and then you want to go back and give that kid
the perfect score.
And
the
scores are gone already. Yes.
First of all, I really loved that solo just in general. I remember we were literally finishing it, what we did often, finishing it the night before in the hotel. We did that a lot, but that was one of those ones. And I really didn't even know my solo that well. And I was really, really scared to go on stage, I remember. But I loved it so much. And that was a solo for me that I felt very mature in. I think it was like technically my first senior solo on the show.
Interesting.
And it was just like a really mature dance that I felt like I wasn't doing a lot of like acro tricks in, which is like what I'm good at. But it was something that I finally got to like dance in and kind of show people that I can dance. I'm not just like an trick person. I know. I like tricks too, but I felt like it was just like a lot of people were saying to me that. So it was really cool to get a perfect score. And I mean, it's always awesome to get a perfect score. That's like the best thing ever.
For a teacher and a choreographer, loved it. They loved it.
Yeah.
And we could see 50 mistakes with it, but you watch it for the first time, one time for 2 minutes, you don't see all that.
Yeah. I also felt like I did that solo pretty perfectly.
Don't you think that you teach solos now much faster than when you were a child and you learned your solo every week you had a private or whatever?
No, I teach these kids solos. I taught a solo the other day, hour and a half.
And because you did that.
Yeah.
You learned that.
So that's how my head works.
Right.
I'm so quick. I'm just like quick and witty with it. Like I learn everything. Even whenever I teach combos, I'll realize how fast I taught them. And I'll be like, oh, we still have 45 minutes of class.
You need to learn to pace yourself on that. That'll come.
Yeah. But it just comes from, I'm so used to being in a rush.
Right.
That's how I dance. That's how I teach. That's how my brain works now.
But that's good for kids that want to audition.
Yeah. And they're really good at learning fast now. They were really slow, like whenever I used to work with them. And now they're really fast at learning things.
And that's what you have to do if you're going to audition for the real world.
For sure.
All right. We're almost done. I promise. Carissa Montgomery asks, we spoke about a lot of your favorite solos. She said, what was your favorite solo and what was your favorite and least favorite moment from the show? You already mentioned your least favorite moment from the show that you had together that you guys just rehashed.
Well, that's our time together. I don't know what her least favorite moment on the show was ever.
In general,
probably just those fights, like any fight with you. I feel like hurt the most. Like the fights between the moms didn't really hurt that bad. I don't know why. But like the ones with you hurt really bad. So probably any of the fights that like my mom and you had or included me. My favorite moment from the show? I don't know. That's a hard one. I always go back to my car, but I feel like that's just the most memorable and most exciting and easiest to remember.
That could be your favorite?
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite.
I got a brand new Range Rover. I'd be excited to.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most memorable moment for me. Maybe also, I feel like any time I came back was always nice. Or winning. Winning's always nice.
I always get emails and direct messages online from kids and parents asking if I can record a short video wishing someone a happy birthday, a milestone congratulations on a special achievement, or even just my advice before performing at a competition. With Cameo, My followers, the ALDC elites, have the chance to connect with me directly. Looking to have Abby Lee's last word as you enter an exciting moment of your life? Maybe put you, your friend, or a special someone at the top of the pyramid? Or do you want them at the very bottom? Anything is possible on Cameo. Connect with me from anywhere on the globe at cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. That's cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. The sky's the limit on Cameo. The one thing we didn't talk about was that waiting room number that you kind of are the star when you walk across the...
That was an amazing, the ponche.
When you walk across the thing, the ponche. And that's the only time in my life that I walked out of a competition.
You walked out?
We left and the moms went with me. We all left.
You guys didn't watch it?
No, at the awards.
Oh, yeah.
When the guy was stammering and announcing the wrong names and the wrong categories.
Yeah, and then
wrong...
we didn't win.
And
like,
oh my God. And
we obviously
all in the parking
won.
Lot. They were chasing us down.
That was Brian. And I will say that.
I know. That was the only time.
There was a couple times I know competitions that had been rigged.
And
I did a solo and I didn't win.
Wait. And when I was really mad at all the moms was when we won the Kids' Choice Award.
Yeah.
And the next day, I knew that competition was fixed, and I told everybody not to go.
We still
and they
went.
All went.
Well, because
and
what
I
am
said,
I going to do? I'm going to go.
And I said, if I don't go, it's a story. If we all don't go, they don't have a show to shoot.
Okay, true.
We're screwed.
Yeah,
and then
but
you
it's
all
scary.
Went, and they fined me $80,000. Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Leaving that on the dance floor.
We're leaving that in the past.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that the moment with the car was just so sweet. The music,
yeah.
And I understand why people think that Abby got you the car because they show you guys having like a really cute hug.
Yeah,
it's just like it's really.
It was
sweet.
A fun moment. It was a very happy, positive moment.
Let him think it. Go ahead.
No.
I know that people may say that there wouldn't have been a show with more of that and more of the traveling and stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't know. The fans would have loved it, in my opinion. The fans would have.
Yeah.
TV, reality world, who cares?
Yeah.
All right, last one. Cooper Alassi asks, what was your favorite and least favorite dance from Dance Moms and AUDC? You talked about your favorite ones pretty much. So
yeah.
Is there any dances that you didn't like?
AUDC, my least favorite. You don't like the cowboy one?
Well, it was cute for a group number like a hoedown, but for your solo?
That
you
was the only
one. And it sent you home.
I know, but that was the only one I could do because Twisted, I would have done my lyrical, but how am I going to dance with a fabric by myself?
Oh, I don't even know what that was.
That was my really good one. I remember this specifically. You probably don't remember. You got mad at me because you were like, why did you choose the cowboy one? Do Twisted. But I couldn't do it because me and Gianna had a big long fabric and Tassandra Chavez did it and it was really, really pretty and I looked amazing doing it.
Okay.
But I couldn't do it by myself. It was a duo. Like I wasn't going to be able to do it. So the only solo that I had that was worthy of me recompeting something was the cowboy one because I had the most tricks and stuff.
So you chose that.
I had to. There was no other option. Seriously. But
made them twisted it.
Dance Moms, your least favorite?
My least favorite Dance Moms. When you made us do the vegan group dance, and I was a pig. What was that, Abby? Like, seriously, I was a pig. Like, what?
Did you have like noses on?
Yes, I was a pig.
Well, I probably wanted you to be in pink.
I don't care. I was a pig. I had two buns right here and a pig nose.
I didn't see the number.
Or whenever you made me wear a beard, I was a bearded lady.
Oh, that was on AUDC, right?
No, yeah. that was my first episode back on Dance Moms.
It was some circus.
Yeah, craziness. It was a freak show. I mean, it was a fine dance, but a bearded lady?
Well, that's a thing in a freak show.
I understand, okay. But I don't want to be that.
Can
you
I just
only
say,
be pretty
I
95%
think...
of the
no,
time.
No, and then, yeah, but then... That was just like a major. It was my first episode back on the show. That's what you had me be. And then
what,
you got us the ice cream.
To be?
I mean, like Mackenzie was cute. She was a contortionist. Like I could have been a contortionist. there's a lot of things that could have been. There's a lot of things in freak
show. I guess the oxymoron of it was to put the pretty girl on the beard.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, compliment within. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have to say, I personally think your best performance, Kalani, was in Is There Still Hope? When you finished the routine and you had to...
I forgot about that routine. Yeah. That one's a favorite too. And my solo that week was really, really good too.
That was the big
gorgeous
championship.
Yep, that was a good one. I love that dance.
That was a crazy day.
That was a crazy day. I was also talking to this really cute guy then. I remember very specifically because I was Snapchatting him. Like, as I was about to go on stage. No. Oh. But he was in the state, the same state.
New Jersey.
Yeah. It was like, you know, one of those like TikToker boys back in the day.
Interesting.
We're not going to get into the whole story of that day because we've spoken about it on this podcast. But did you think about that? Did you think that that was going to be the last episode as well when you were there?
No, definitely not. I think I always didn't know. We always didn't know if we were coming back. But I would say most of the time we knew we were coming back. But I feel like we didn't know what was going to happen.
They ushered Gianna and I out of there so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Out of that dressing room.
We had no clue what was going on.
My phone charger and my phone was still in the room.
Crazy.
And I was a zombie because I had flown to Seattle, Washington the day before. Flew there. You guys all had a day off or a travel day. I flew there.
Did a dance class?
No. I had a meeting with Amazon and flew back that same day. Crazy. I literally went from the airport in a car, had a meeting, had lunch right around their offices and went all the way back. And I was like this, and I still didn't even have the costumes. They were in my, I'd like suite. They gave me a suite.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And did you come up to my room and try stuff on?
Yeah.
And everybody was ticked. And I was like, I don't have one more dance in me. Like, just put the costume on and just shut up about it. You're going to be a drug addict and you're going to overdose on stage.
Yep, that's what I did.
What? And I was like, you can do it.
See, guys, I can act.
Yes. That's why in the madhouse you'd have been.
I would have been great. Should have invited me. Showed
everybody
up. Yeah, the
prize is $1 million too. You could have won it.
Where was my invite?
I'm kidding. There was no prize.
Well,
there was no prize.
We'll see what happens.
I guess then to kind of wrap things up, it kind of brings the question, would you two ever be interested in working on television together again?
If you want me to, I'll come.
See, there you go. All right. Boom. Okay, baby doll. I love you.
I love you too, Miss Abby.
I do love you.
Always
have a special
will.
Place in my heart. How about these amazing episodes here with Kalani? Don't forget, Care by Kalani. And Kalani, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
leaving on the dance floor.
Thank you, Miss Abby.
It was a little nicer than living on the dance floor, wasn't it?
That's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure. All right. See you next time. And thank you for watching, all you ALDC elites. Don't forget, go out there, get your Care by Kalani items. They're going fast. So make sure that you get a little piece of Kalani Hilliker. Yes. All right. Thanks again. And I will see you next time here on Leave It on the Dance Floor. ALDC elites, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side. Girls.